What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Bryce and RJ Show.
What
And
up, what up?
I like that bracelet. What bracelet is that?
This one? Which one?
The gay pride one?
Something Kinsley made me. So make fun of it all you want.
Oh, wow. Dang, I feel bad. Just joking. It's lovely. I like it a lot. Wow. All right. So,
yeah, got we've been today.
we've been on this conspiracy theory. Bryce, I only think I should host this show. Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory? Am I having a stroke? Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a hard one. Man. Dude. Conspiracy theory. I'm done.
Conspiracy theory kick.
Yes. Thank you. And
can you raise both arms? Just check. Can you raise both arms? Okay.
I'm good. I'm good. My face sagging? Oh, no. And I kind of want to keep on it, man. Oh, I was supposed to do that during the intro. Welcome to the Bryce and RJ Show. Dang. Welcome to our under budget podcast.
Wait, we have a budget?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that stinks. But so yeah, the conspiracy theory, got it. That we're gonna talk about today is that we're all dead. You remember this one?
Mm-hmm.
You remember it? All right. So
I felt dead last week.
Did you? What happened last week?
That I struck throat and I hadn't had it for years,
bro. But it wasn't COVID.
Nope.
Dude, how about the flu? Was real bad in our area last week.
This bad in our area too.
But not COVID. It's the flu. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think the flu was coming back.
I went to the doctor yesterday and was talking to him. I was like, y'all got the COVID stuff slowing down? She's like, well, it's picking back up. And I was like, where? Hadn't heard anything about it.
Yeah. So, we're all dead because of COVID. No. Because of whatever, you know? However, we're just dead. We're reliving our memories. So it's scientists have proven that our brain stays active like 7 to 8 minutes after death, and they are like 99% sure that our life flashes before our eyes. All right. So if you put two of those together, are we reliving our life right now? Even though we're dying or dead.
That is a long 7-8 minutes. I just want to say.
So, all right, but when you dream, time is relative, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what I thought could be days in my dreams are really just 10 minutes.
Because we're dreaming in a dream?
Do what?
So, would this be Inception? Like, we're a dreaming inside a dream?
No, it's like, I wouldn't call it a dream, though. It's like, it's just us reliving all our memories, even the memories of our dreams, right?
Yeah.
So, like, this will mess with me, man. Like, if we're dead and we're just reliving our memories right now, like, that kind of makes sense, dude. Like, I think it could happen. You know, like, it's because, again, time is relative.
Yeah.
You know? And that would explain the Mandela effect.
You could go at this the spiritual aspect, too, because there's the belief that everyone goes to heaven at the same time. And so when you're dead, you wait for Jesus to come back. And then everyone goes at one time. So this is that time in between that you're reliving.
Yeah. Do you believe that? Do you believe that we'll all go at the same time? What do you believe?
I think once we're, I mean, we go and we go, I mean, you see spirits, videos of spirits being lifted. I mean,
yeah, I believe that, like, I forgot what Bible verse it is. It's like absent from the body, present with the Lord, you know, like it automatically happens.
And then you have Jesus when he's dying on the cross, he says, today you'll be with me in my kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Today will be with me in paradise for sure. Yeah. But I mean, I guess, yeah. But for those who believe that the rapture won't happen until it's all together, I guess you can make this theory make sense. But you think, like, the Mandela effect, you know, like us, we remember things differently.
Yeah, check out the episode we did on that.
Yeah, we did. We did an episode on Mandela effect. Mandela. Bryce tried to convince me. I wasn't convinced. There was one thing I was convinced on.
Almost had you.
What was that? I don't know. Go watch the video and you'll find out. But maybe
Won't
like
tell you
we're
what part
removed.
it's in.
Do what?
We won't tell them when it happens
Yeah,
in
you
the
gotta watch
show.
the whole video. Yeah. But it's, we just remember things differently. Maybe that's why the Mandela effect is like working on us, you know?
Maybe that when we were alive, the movie with Sinbad was the actual movie, but now that we're dead, it's with Shaq.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
Shazam.
Who knows? I still haven't seen that movie, have you? Like
No.
recently. I need to see it recently. All
I
right.
swear I swear I've seen it with Sinbad too, so.
Yes. Hey, honestly, maybe that's how. Why did I say A like that? Like I had like a tick. Like A, A,
Ayo.
A. Deja vu. Just
What?
saying, maybe that's how it works, dude. Like, because it's already stored in there, and our brain is just like, oh, yeah, well, you weren't supposed to remember this yet. You know, or like, but also, like, how many times does that happen? Is it an infinite loop? You know?
Yeah, I mean, there's some periods where I have deja vu a pretty good bit, but then like I don't have it for a while, so
Yes, why does that happen?
I don't know. Like, and it's random. Like, you'll just be walking somewhere, like, oh dang, deja vu, and it's like the most random thing ever.
Yeah.
I
I
don't
don't
know.
know. Yeah, it's but like if we're dead and we're reliving our memories, maybe that's how deja vu works, you know?
But why would I remember some of it and not all of it?
Because it's like a corrupted file on a computer, right? Or like a
It's a
or
robot.
maybe or like a CD when it skips when you scratch it, you know? It's like it just kind of like repeats itself. Until you fix it. Well, I guess you can't really fix a CD, but God can fix our brain, though. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
But
So do you
how would.
think? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
So do you think like we can change? Like, we're obviously making choices. But do you think some of those choices could be different from when we were alive, so to say, before we were
I don't.
dead?
So if this theory is correct, I don't think so. Is all. If you will, predestined, you know, and that's in the spiritual, you know, in
Yeah.
the theology world too,
Calvinist.
right? So there's two schools of thoughts on that predestined is that you have no, you know, one, the hyper-Calvinists believe that you have no will, no free will, and that everything is predetermined. But like my
Then
personal take,
that has God sending you to hell, and God didn't send people to hell if you're still
exactly,
there.
my personal take is that you know, when Ephesians talks about predestiny, it talks about like God knew what we were going to do, right? So like that turn and destiny and predestined, like he already knew what's going to happen, but it was my choice, you know?
Yeah.
So if this theory, if you're to believe in this theory and this theory is correct, I believe it would be like that, you know? Like we can't really change it, but it's us making that decision. But like we already knew we were going to make that decision. Does that make sense?
So when we die in our dead memories, is that when we're finally done with life?
I don't, or is it a loop? You
That's
know,
the
if it's a
thing.
loop, then like believers can't believe that. You know, I'm not saying I believe this theory at all, but
No.
because.
And I wouldn't want to live in a loop. Like, I'd want to be in a kingdom. Like, there's no way I'd want to just
Yes.
relive everything I'm doing, because obviously I've done a lot of wrong and I don't want to keep reliving it.
But you wouldn't remember if it was a loop. You know, like what if, or what if, you know, like it's.
But wouldn't we remember the first time? Or is this our first time we went through a loop?
Maybe it's just the one time going through, but if it's an infinite loop, maybe your memory like resets.
Not all of it, which is where deja vu comes in, because you're
Maybe.
remembering.
Maybe that, yeah, that explains deja vu.
Yep.
Maybe that's like your second time going through this loop or like 80th
Didn't get
thousand
erased.
time. Yeah, and it's just like, oh, you know, I'm doubling up on memories because I'm going through so many times.
But then it comes to the fact where, like, dude, I don't know. Like, I'm remembering this right now.
Yeah.
But if it's
Yeah.
erased, like, I don't know. It's hard for me to feel like I couldn't remember this moment right now. If that makes
Or
sense.
if you're going back to your birth or whatever, then you'll just start over on those memories. Like, you wouldn't keep those memories. If you're reliving your life every time in an infinite loop, you would just go back to the memories.
Well, that's kind
if
of
it's an infinite loop.
Yeah, but then you got to think about it, then our timeline has to match with some, like, our parents.
Well, no, it'll just be you. Like, but right now, if this
birth.
If this theory is true, right, and it's an infinite loop or not, there's no one else. Like, you're not real. Technically, I'm not real. You know, like, it's I'm the only one experiencing this because these are memories I've experienced before I died. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that is a good way to, like, disprove it too. Like, if time is relative, those 7 minutes could seem like 100 years or whatever. But I think another way is, like, something it would be hard to get over and to prove the theory wrong is that, like, how do we feel pain?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes pain could just be in our mind, and or we're remembering how much it hurt. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I was in a lot of pain and what that felt like. Like, I can remember a foot cramp I had the other day. Like, and that pain was still there. I'm like, I'm not experiencing it now, but I remember how bad the pain was. But
yeah, but then, I don't know, because there's a scale of it. So how do you remember it individually, the scale of pain that you have?
Yeah. I just remember it hurting, but can I relive that hurt in my mind?
Yeah.
I don't think I can. But
I don't think we can make ourselves, I mean, we can make ourselves feel pain, but, like, thinking about it doesn't, like, create pain. That makes sense.
But pain is relative too, right? So, like, you might have a higher pain tolerance than I do. Let's say that you broke your arm. And you're like, it hurts, but it's not that bad. Whereas if I broke my arm, I might be screaming my head off or something like that, you know? Yeah. Why is it like that? Like, why do people take pain differently if it's not a mind thing?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like people, that whole pain over, or mind over matter, mind over pain, walking on hot coals and stuff like that. Like, what is pain? Is it, it's just our nerves sending signals to our brain, right? I mean, so, like, it's, could you, it's like, you ever been cut by, like, a sharp blade?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't know it until you looked down? Oh, don't show me.
I don't even know if you can see it.
Is it like I see it. Oh, you got stitches for it.
Mm-hmm.
So did you feel it when you got cut?
Yeah, but it didn't bleed till I looked down. I looked down and then I was like, gushing.
Really? I've been cut by, like.
I dropped the knife and I hit him. I was like, dang. And then I looked and, like, it wasn't bleeding for, like, a split second. And then,
well, so, like,
it didn't hurt at first.
Last week, I was picking up some broken glass, you know, throwing it away and stuff like that. And then I noticed that there was, like, blood on the counter. I was like, what? And I looked at my hand and I was cut, but it didn't hurt until I looked at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, why? And it was like a stinging cut, you know, like, it wasn't real bad. But, like, why? So, like, pain has to be us thinking about it, I guess. Like, us, the mind has to be involved somehow. Mm-hmm. So maybe if this conspiracy theory is true and you're really believing that, instead of I said the pain thing to try to disprove it, but actually now I'm talking myself into proving it more, you know? But how else can we disprove this? You know, like, if someone comes to me and they're like, hey, this is true, tell me it's not, you know, prove me wrong.
I think scripturally, we could disprove it pretty easily.
Yeah? Man, but you can make this fit into scripture too. You're technically not absent of the body yet. You're in that, but the loop thing wouldn't be scripturally. It'll just be a one-time through. But you can make it fit to where you're like, all right, you know, I'm reliving my life just as it was before.
Your life flashes before your eyes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is where that theory came from. Because scientists are, like, 99% sure there's studies out there that, like, you are reliving memories before you die. Like, there's a part in your brain that does that. And, you know, and they've had some patients die while they're doing brain scans. And And it's like that part is still active for 7 or 8 minutes after death. And that's crazy. So like I guess you could, I don't know. Man, I'm trying to figure out how to not how to disprove this, really. Besides just, you're wrong. You know?
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think, like, I don't know. I think the whole, I don't know.
It's a theory to mess up your day.
I think for us, because we're living in the moment right now, it feels like if it was a loop, your memory's erased. But if it's not, if it's a one-time thing, then how come we don't remember this stuff? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how come we are vividly remembering all this stuff right now? Yeah, we still have those deja vu moments. Like, I just don't think we'd be able to vividly remember all this stuff, but not remember the state that we're in at the time.
Or like, how come if I'm dead and reliving my memories and my brain could do that, how come I can't remember answers on tests?
Exactly.
Or how come I can't remember what I ate last week, you know, or dadgummit, like yesterday, you
That's what I'm
know,
saying. You
like.
have all this vivid stuff, but there's some stuff that you just like 3 days ago. I can't tell you what I was doing. You know what I mean? Like,
What's your earliest memory? Mine would be my mom carrying me on her, like carrying me, and I'm facing, like she's going forward, I'm facing, like I'm going backwards, like how you carry a kid, you know what I mean? Like I'm looking
Mine's
behind
either.
her, and we were going somewhere, and I had a cookie in my hand, and I hit it on like this, like the doorway, and it fell. And I remember being like tore up about it. And but I didn't cry, but I was just like, man, I really wanted that cookie. And I don't know how old I was. I mean, I was young enough to be carried. You know what I mean?
Yeah, mine was either when I had chicken pox. I remember staying at the counter. My parents put oven mitts on me and covered me in Calamine lotion.
One gets chicken pox
Or
anymore.
now I know. Or
Conspiracy theory.
yeah, exactly. I was at my brother's game and I was drinking one of those Mondo. Remember those Mondo juice bottle things? Okay. Anyway, there was a bee on it and I wanted to go drink it. It stung me right in my lip.
Oh, how old do you think you were?
I was probably three.
Really? Yeah, and that's why like I tell Brandy, I'm like, man, we don't need to take the kids to Disney World right now. Caden's in third grade. I remember some stuff for third grade, but not a ton. But like he would be a good age to take to Disney World. Kingston? No, my man's 4 years old. I don't remember much. I might have been four when that cookie thing happened. I'm trying to put your hand behind it. Oh yeah, I do. So we got the off-brand. We grew up different. We got the off-brand. But to this day,
Why
I see what you're talking about though. There it is.
Yeah.
But to this day, I still like drinking those.
Was
And I
either
would like I
those
don't chug them.
or
I squeeze the top, and I just get a little bit at a time.
those are the Squeezits. That's what we call the one on the bigger, taller one. Squeezits.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mondo is this one, Squeezits the other one. It was one of those two drinks, I forget.
Yeah. I usually got the one with on the right. I didn't usually it was like
The
thicker
tall one.
plastic. No. You're my
Yeah,
right.
those are Wanda's.
Are those Mondos? Okay. Maybe they were Mondos. I don't know.
Good.
But yeah, they are. I still drink them, man. I don't care if
Do
I didn't
they
have
still sell them?
diabetes. They probably
Diabetes.
sell off brand of them. Well, I don't know. Caden got some a couple months ago.
Oh.
So, you know, maybe I'm dead and I'm remembering that wrong. Oh man. All right. So, yeah, we're all dead and we are just reliving life.
Maybe
And
that's what the saying, what a time to be alive is, because we know what's happening.
yeah, what a time. You know, we already know. We
Yeah,
already
we
know.
know what's about to happen, but so what a time to be alive.
Yeah. Or are we, is our brain subconsciously changing events to where like when I get scared for no reason, for like irrational fears, is that because that's how I died the first time? Now I'm getting like a second life, almost like reincarnation, but like in the same body. you know, or past life, that's a whole nother podcast, man. Yeah, whole nother episode. All right, on that bombshell, we're dead, and we're the Bryson RJ Show. We'll see you next time. Love you.